And we're back. Welcome to the Say It Ain't So podcast show. I'm your host, Knowledge. We in the building, man. Hit us up at buzzsprout.com. That's BUZZSPROUT. Check us out on all available platforms. That's Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Music, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Podchaser, and the list goes on. We're on like 18 different platforms. Of course, our biggest one is Apple and Spotify. But check us out there. Just kind of vibing. I'm in the studio and just some things hit. Been thinking about some things. And life be lifing, right? Life be lifing. I wouldn't say that. More like on the tougher side. But nonetheless, we all get through it. We all go through it. And so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? But also at the same time, one of the good things about it is it teaches you things. So this kind of brought me into this mode. And honestly, I just gotta thank people that's in my circle, that's in the inside and out, and people who directly and indirectly kind of have a pull within my life. You know what I'm saying? Also at the same time, yeah, inspiration. And I'm gonna call this vice versa. Yeah, vice versa. Now, crazy thing about and vice versa, I'm starting to learn like a lot of new things about myself, you know, and it's been some of the greatest things and some a little scary, I'm not even gonna lie, just because you start learning new walls, or should I say old walls you had built up, you're knocking them down, things that's kind of like restrained you, kind of kept you from going or seeing on the other side of things. Not because you couldn't do it, you just did it as a safety precaution, or I did it as a safety precaution. I speak like me and you in general, but you know what I mean. But also, it taught me a lot of things dealing with like patience, but then it puts things in a tough spot. It really do. It really do. Because I feel like also at the same time, your nerves and your patience will continuously be tested. Yeah. It just always will, I feel. And that could be a good thing, bad thing, or indifferent, but you got to deal with this, the fact that people are going to try you. People are going to misunderstand you. It's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? But also at the same time, it's like, what do you do with it? You know? What do you do with it? And I found myself in the last 90 days kind of coming into this like epiphany moment, because I asked about like some renewal in my life and some change and some stuff like that. And I'm blessed for the new things and situations and people I've encountered, but also some not so much. And in these 90 days, and I'll say even stronger, these last 60, but I've noticed even over a course of a whole year that how certain things change up involving myself, but also at the same time is like me learning to do something different than I normally would not do. Yeah. You know how, think like this, you know how you had times in a situation you know you would have went off? Like, you know you would have went off. Or you would have told her how it is, or you would put somebody in their place, or you wouldn't have had that kind of patience that you had. It could be a coworker, a family member, or anything like that, business partner. It could be any of those levels. You ever find yourself in that situation like, ooh, the old me? Yeah, the old me. That's how I feel. The old me. And then within this, I found it kind of crazy that, like, as it was happening, I have like, it's almost like I had to break it down into like these different subcategories and stories, true life stories. And they go from the huh, the wow, and really? And the huh was like, I kind of found myself in the situation, you know, just trying to kick back and vibe and be amongst different people and different company and a different kind of set, so to speak, you know. And then you find yourself, or I found myself, kind of going out there on the limb just for it to be like, you know, like, wasting my damn time, you know. But also at the same time, how does like things go so well? It can change in a matter of seconds, all because maybe it's a misunderstanding, or it wasn't said in a way they could understand or respond, or somebody's in their feelings. It's crazy how the human dynamic work. And that goes under, huh? Finding myself enjoying myself and then just being amongst a party and people shooting jokes and cracking jokes left and right and doing a little spiel and kind of agreed with a joke that was kicked, and it kind of changed into something like so different. You know what I'm saying? And with that being so different, it was like, oh, so that's how you feel. I don't know. Like, for me personally, it's like, one of the biggest pet peeves could be when somebody's mind is already kind of made up on you and they're telling you what you mean by something. You know what I'm saying? Or what you think. Now, granted, sometimes we as people, we can kind of forget the fact that we are a creature of habit sometimes, and patterns and this, that, and the third. So sometimes family members, friends, best friends, whoever, cousins, what that know you, they just know you. It's just what it is. I know you. I knew if I do that. And that could be pretty spot on. But what a pet peeve for me is when somebody tries to, I guess, deflect and kind of make you feel like you don't know what you completely don't know what you're talking about. That's a pet peeve of mine. I really pride myself on the company that I keep and understanding my friends and loved ones. And don't get me wrong, you can't just read everybody. Like, I'm not trying to read and understand every single person all the time. But also at the same time, it's like, you know, you can say to somebody like, yeah, that's not what you meant. That's not what you meant. You know what I'm saying? And then that could change it to something completely different. But finding yourself where like, there's like, want to first be in a comedic light with something or idea or make fun. You know how people are joning and jonesing or whatever. And then versus somebody standing their ground. Now, for a woman, it could be like, oh, she's being too much. She's being too sassy, too much attitude. Oh, come on, chill out. And then for a guy, it could be like, oh, man, come on. Don't be sensitive, or it's not that serious. You know what I'm saying? And even though it could be that case, sometimes that could be like a good playoff of words. Because, you know, it's funny how when people say it's not that serious, but yet they're the one carry it on like it is serious. So I think to myself, well, if it ain't that serious, why are we still on it? You know what I'm saying? It feels kind of serious now. Or being in a room with somebody, ever work with somebody where, like, you know, they can crack jokes and pick on and have fun on with people. If anybody ever kind of get on their case and can be kind of like the same way and not let up, then it's like, you're doing too much, or no, you know, then all of a sudden they gets into like a victim mindset. Like, everybody's picking on me and I don't get it. And it's like, hold on, how do you talk shit and go to that? That's kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? So that put me in this kind of huh category with some people as of recent. Like, what? Where did that come from? Or have you ever been in a situation, group of friends or whatever, just hanging out, or even personally, just one-on-one, and somebody completely interprets something that you were saying and you was intentionally saying, and they still took it wrong? You're like, what? Or you can say this, 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 and this, and they completely hear something different. That's crazy. Like, for real. And that used to boggle my mind. You ever, like, seen somebody argue, and they be like, you know what? I didn't want to come here anyway, and da 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 da, and this and the third. And then that person can respond in the sense of like, well, if you didn't want to come, you should have said in the beginning and the first, and I knew you didn't want to like me, and I knew you didn't like my family. And this, whoa, 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 hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I just said I didn't want to come. But in their mind, they heard all these other different things. And I keep finding myself coming across those people. Not every day, not all the time, but enough to be like, and I realize this. I realize this in myself, so I learn how to have patience, because I know me. I can have a silver tongue. I know I can. I choose not to, for many reasons. Because for one, like, what does it really prove? You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of times, I'll be real with you. I've never been in a place where, like, feel I need to show dominance or seniority or who knows more this morning. That's not my style. But I keep finding myself around people that, even jokingly or emotionally or whatever, if they get any kind of like knock on their arm or a little chink in their armor or kind of slapped on the ass like a little check, they'll go all in on you. Especially if there's eyes around. And it's like, what? Do you know what I, what? You know? And so with that being said, finding yourself in that situation where it's like, yo, that wasn't even said. But the other party or people can interpret it completely different. Isn't that the most craziest, bizarre thing, but also beautiful at the same time? We as human beings, you've never been in a situation where you could say one thing and it completely heard something different. You're like, I didn't even say that. But they already off in the races. They already gone on what they thought you may meant by something, even though you didn't say. I'm a very literal kind of guy for the most part. I do hyperbole sometimes, and but when I try to talk with purpose, I try to be literal and make sense and make sure I'm understood, even though that doesn't always happen. Because I talk a lot, but I also listen a lot. So I found myself in that. That happened, which kind of threw me. And then also in situations where, like, you've been nothing but nice to somebody just to get the short end of the stick, you know? And you say to yourself, I don't know if you've been in a situation where you're like being ghosted or ignored, and you really felt you didn't do anything wrong. You was like, yo, this goes into that category. The wow. The wow. So we just got rid of the huh and the wow. And the wow is like you find yourself in this place where you're like, what did I do? Is this something I said? Something I didn't say, something that they thought I meant, and now you're playing in your head because now they're acting or ignoring you for whatever the reasons may be, and you really don't know what you did, especially when you know you've been nothing but nice to them, friendly, helpful. Ain't that the worst, when you're helpful to people and then when you need them you can't find them? You know, you find yourself in that situation. And for me, that came into wow. Well, I sat over there and was like, I was nothing but nice. Nothing but nice. Like, the whole time nice. What did I do to get ignored? What did I do? Last time I saw you, things were good. And then somebody broke it up to me and was like, you know what, DK? Sometimes it's not even you. It's not. It's not you. It could be them, where they at, They don't know how to say it, articulate it, let you in, or they can't process having you around and whatever else they got going on around too. And I say, wow, fair enough, because we're human. But that's the worst. Being ghosted, ignored, not responded to, and you've been nothing but nice, courteous. And then I can't understand people that can easily come back around. It could be months or years later. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Don't get me wrong. There's nothing. You shouldn't hold grudges. But I'm not one of the kind of guys like, hey, what happened? And it's crazy now being on the flip end where, like, I'm a very busy guy, always doing things and being invited to places. But I try to make sure that when I'm communicating with somebody, if I can't do this or I can't do that or don't want to, they know. And they know why, especially if I respect you. But man, having a good time and things go weird, or being in a situation where somebody completely stopped talking to you and they have no true reason, but they can't face you. And so they rather just ignore you. Weird. And then it goes into the really. The really is more so for the type that, let's be honest. Be honest. Cool or whatever, but can get real cocky with their emotions and attitude. Real cocky. To the point where you look at them like, really? Really? Like, pipe down, calm down. But you know what? I will say this. It's all learning lessons, man. Not everything has to be taken as bad or negative. It's just like, So that's what falls into my huh, my wow, and my really. You know? I recently had a friend of mine's apologize to me because they interpret something, some advice I was trying to give them that was coming from the heart. It really was. And they took it at the time of possible that maybe was trying to look down on them or tell them what to do or whatever. I don't know. Something like, I don't know. I wasn't in that person's head at the time. And they came back to apologize. And said, I'm sorry for, like, taking you that way. And the whole time, I didn't know they was taking it that way. Like, think about how many conversations in your life as a human being. How many conversations that never got their closure. Best friends. College mates. Roommates. Family. All because you never knew what they was thinking. And they never knew what you was thinking. Because nobody was bold enough or strong enough to step to the plate and say, yo, you know what? We haven't talked in a while, or things are weird, or things are off, and just talk about the elephant in the room. How hard is it to do that? Extremely hard. Extremely hard. I'm telling you. That's how most people can't do it. Call tough talks or vice versa. But even with that being said, going back to the story, they apologize and everything. At first, I was just like, after all this time, you're still taking it as me, you know, and it's not. But they had said that, you know what? I realize that now. And I apologize. And right then and there, when I wanted to be, you know what I mean, where I came from and have that silver tongue, something whispered in the back of my head and was like, don't do it. Want to know why? Because they come into you apologizing. Do you accept it or not? Does it feel sincere or not? Do it. And if it does, then take it. Or don't. And I decided to. You know, I really did. Because then I thought about, you know, how it was like, you know, being misunderstood. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. Being so misunderstood, because the same thing people like about, like, maybe my tone or the voice, or the way I say words, they love that about me. But also the same thing people will ridicule me on, because I can speak assertive. I can speak straightforward, not an asshole, not bow down, you know, but really just like, hey, this is how I feel. Or what do you mean? People get thrown off by that. You'd be surprised how hard it is for people to have eye contact. Yeah, just saying. So I take it in consideration. And I accepted the apology and we moved on from it and everything like that. That's good. That's what you do with good friends. But, you know, sometimes it don't always come like that. It don't always come like that. Sometimes people misunderstand you and they got to let you know who they are, remind you who they are, or unnecessarily joke with you. Like, yo, where did I come from? And then when they try to explain, you still don't get what was it easy to even do that, the need to even do that. But it's always justified until you do it, you know? And I've been learning that in these different incidents lately in my life as of recent. But I did ask for clarity. I asked for that. What's for me is for me, God. And what's not, keep it from me and keep me from it. And I'm not saying because people disagree or things get a little off or whatever, you know what I mean? That it's always means something bad or anything. But sometimes timing is everything. I'm going through this transition of where, like, with friends. You know what I mean? And if you can't be in a place where you can be honest with your friends, your real friends, and be like, if you know their purpose in your life and they know yours and theirs, then boom. But if you find yourself, like, asking yourself, why am I in this friendship? Why I'm in this marriage? Why am I at this job? Why am I still here? If you, for whatever reason, that's creeping into your head more times than not, then it's good to do some soul searching. Seriously. Don't take it from me. Just take it from life experience. You know? But it's crazy. It really is out here. And the toughest thing is when people tend to forget that you have emotions and feelings too. What do you do with that? What do you do when you want to say out loud? Or when I want to say out loud? Yo, stop doing that. Yo, stop doing that. Please. You're hurting my feelings. It's making me upset. It's frustrating me. It's alienating me. It's making me feel less than. I can't keep taking these slaps on the other side of the cheek and on the other side of the cheek and then turn around on another side of the cheek. At some point, when can I say and speak up for myself? When can I tell you how I feel? When can it not be sensitive? When can it not be insecure? What can it not be out of love, but at the same time, assertive and firm? Why can't I stand on business while checking your business? That all plays into it. You know, it really does. And then sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you like, you know what? You got that. Peace is everything. And I know people have probably had their peace with me too. But I can honestly say people are inspiration. And to you, to the person that's listening, thank you, because you are an inspiration to me. A positive one at that. Yeah. But at the same time, we're all a human. There's only so much one can endure. But also check your endurance rate. If you know you normally got a short fuse or things don't sit well with you and you've been telling yourself you got to get better with it and you find yourself in that situation again, that's more of checking yourself than checking the situation that's going on. The situation is just a gauge on how you really do with it. It's no different than when people say, oh, are you proficient at a job or a skill? Are you good at this? And you say on your resume, your job application, yeah, at some point it's going to get tested. Or it should get tested to see if you actually know. You know? No different than emotions. If you say out loud, I've gotten over this, that's not me no more. That's not the kind of man I want. That's not the kind of woman I want. That's not the kind of relationship I want. That's not the kind of marriage I want. That's not the kind of friendship I want. But you find yourself still in those kind of things, that might be on you. Or it is a check to see, do you really want this in your life? And if you don't, are you willing to change, cut loose, or grow from? Because if not, because anybody knows me, I don't like mayonnaise, personally. So if you put mayonnaise on my hot dog, You only got one time until I say something. And trust, I'm going to say something. I'm not going to just let you keep putting mayonnaise upon mayonnaise upon mayonnaise on my food. Crazy analogy, but if you get what I'm saying. You got to say something. You got to do something. And it can't always be somebody else's fault. We all are hurt. We all are hurt. Got some kind of trauma or tear. Some kind of disposition at life. You know what I mean? But one beautiful thing about you, listener, whoever you may be, you triumphed through a lot. All the times you done smiled and came through. You pushed through. You made it happen. But we all are living remnants of the things that we went through. Don't mean we got to stay there, though. Ask yourself that. Do you want to stay there? Or do you want to go? So I can honestly say, in these last 90 days, thank you to all. You've been an inspiration. Some of you, I want to say more too, but humility-wise, I couldn't. Some people, I definitely wanted to check. And some of you, I just pray and wish you the best, because sometimes you could be so far gone into how you believe, you have to go through your experience to learn what you need to learn. It can't be just coming from a loving or caring person, you know? Like my biggest analogy, I always say, the person that's yelling at you, are they doing it across the street and trying to tell you what to do or tell you what you're not or what you need to become or how you're not good at this or how you're not good at that? Are they yelling at across the street or are they beside you telling you the truth and still holding your hand beside you? That's the big difference. That's the vice versa. If the ones out there for my wow and my really, boy, glad y'all caught this DK versus the younger drop. But it's all love, though. It really is. But I promise you, feelings are feelings, emotions are emotions. We all have them. Even me. You know what I mean? Even me. So thank you for the learned lesson. And the vice versa. Say That So Podcast Show. I'm your host, Drop Knowledge. Check us out on all available platforms. Thank you for tuning in. Like and subscribe and all that good stuff. We out.